Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
No. They left out the most important thing, Rich.
Yes.
San Diego State Aztec alum. Let's go.
No. Penn State alum.
Penn State alum. San Diego State Aztec radio.
That's right. San Diego State Aztec color on them. No, that's all right. But I was on the call today. What a defeat over Boise State, CBS. That was the game of the morning on the West Coast, the nooner. Out there on the East Coast time zone.
How was that from a preparation perspective for everyone? That was 9 a.m. local time. Was it weird?
Yeah. I mean, weird the whole way around. The players, the coaches, the staff, logistics of getting that game up and running. Especially on the West Coast. You know, people on the East Coast, they're used to noon starts and 1 o'clock kickoffs. It's so rare on the West Coast to even have an afternoon game, especially in the Mountain West. You know, because you're just looking for time slots where your games are played nationally. So many times they're played after 7 p.m. Those kickoffs go late. And so as a result, you're like vampires in the Western time zone. And then all of a sudden you get hit with a 9 a.m.er. They had their last game was last Friday on the road in Vegas. An 8:30 p.m. kickoff.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so talk about the 7 days later at 9 a.m., the day after Thanksgiving. Hello.
Wow. And you know what? It's funny because I did the show last night with Brian Noe, And I, college football is what I live, Rich.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, I knew that you were the San Diego State alum that you are. But no, seriously, college football is what I live. It's my life. It's what I do 24/7, 365. But it didn't really register with me because 11 a.m. kicks, and it's 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone. It's wild to me because they're so hated and they're so despised and they're just so mimicked. And Oklahoma hates them, and everyone can't stand 11 a.m. kicks. I can't even fathom what it was like for 9 a.m. And listen, it's not new. Kind of started last year with the Fox Big Noon Kick, maybe even, the year before, whenever.
Yep.
I think USC played an early 9 a.m. game. But, hey, I loved being able to watch it on CBS, and it ended up being, not a bad little game. And, Rich, if my calculations are correct, you get yourself another game next weekend, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be San Diego State hosting Utah State for Mountain West Conference Championship game. That's going to be noontime Saturday, December 3rd. And so, yeah, we're rocking and rolling, and then it's off to bowl season after that. And, look, I mean, when you're on the call for a team that goes 11-1 in the regular season, and you can't help it. I mean, I've been doing this 5 years now for the radio broadcast. You watch these kids grow up, and it's got, you sort of feel like, whoa, I've now, including the COVID super senior year, have seen every single down of college football some of these players have played. And it's kind of fun watching them move on to whether it be a professional career or moving out of football together. It's just been an absolute blast, a lot of fun.
Couldn't agree more, man. We both are pretty blessed on that front, and it's cool for me too because and as you mentioned, you're along with this, you see these guys and the relationships go well beyond the season, well beyond college football. They become friends, their family. So what a year, man. And by the way, one of the great so the college football world, and listen, we got a lot to get to with Rich tonight. In fact, we're shifting after our first time out to the NFL pretty much nonstop for the first hour because Jason Hirschhorn is coming up in about 10 minutes from now. And then we're back full bore on college football with Pete Futek in hour number two. And then, gosh, who better to break down the slate of NFL and college games than Rich Ornberger tonight? So feel blessed that we got Rich with us tonight, even though he had to deal with Arnie on Wednesday night and his disdain for Cincinnati. But with all that said, I think we are sleeping on one of the great comeback stories in college football.
Go on.
Because everybody's talking about Lane Kiffin, right? Wow, the Lane train. And it's worthy. But what Brady Hoke's done, what Brady Hoke has done at San Diego State to me is not just me pandering to you, Rich, because you're on the Aztecs radio network, but it's pretty damn impressive when you consider how he was – I mean, let's face it, kind of left for head coaching purgatory after Michigan had moved on from him in 2014. He had, an interim stint with the Vols? And now in two seasons, he's went from 4-4 in a COVID year after taking over to 11-1 this season. Yeah, what Lane's doing is great. Josh Heupel's getting things rolling at Tennessee. It's fun to see. But, man, don't lose sight just because it's a non-Power 5 school of what Brady Hoke has done to resurrect his career and get San Diego State on track out in the Mountain West. I love that story. I wish it was talked about more.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a special football team. And, for anybody who's interested in stats, and I think a lot of our sports viewers and listeners are moving more in that direction with
sure.
Since the advent of, fantasy football and rotisserie baseball, or just the analytics revolution that's taken over baseball in general. Now matriculating into football, both at the pro level and the college level, people are into stats. San Diego State's got one of the nation's top defense, has had a defense in the top 10 the majority of the time I've been involved with the broadcast, but over the time, the past decade, basically since Hoke took over, left for Michigan, like you mentioned, Rocky Long was the head coach, and then since he's come back, it's sort of where they've made their bread. And, not to make the whole show about San Diego State, but
we could.
But I could. And the team's really great. It was a blast watching them against Boise State because, you talk about teams, and this is actually where we can kind of expand the aperture into college football at large. But you talk about a team like Boise State, who really elevated themselves with a bowl berth in the Fiesta Bowl, the Statue of Liberty play, everybody remembers it, the blue turf. It sort of all became synonymous with the little engine that could, right? This out-of-nowhere program that all of a sudden became the first pick for recruits that couldn't make it to one of the Power 5 programs. Well, go to Boise because they're great, and they've had a lot of success over the years. And right behind them in that conference now is San Diego State. And to your point, I don't think they get as much credit as they deserve. But around college football, that happens all the time, especially in the Group of Five, with the exception this year of Cincinnati and the Bearcats. I mean, that team, for the first time since college football had a playoff ranking, has broached the top four. And it didn't seem possible years ago. I mean, even last year, I didn't think we'd ever see it while it's still just four teams that play for a playoff. And there they were, this last ranking on Tuesday. They made it on the top four. I was shocked. Were you as shocked as I was?
Floored. Absolutely, positively floored. In fact, I was saying last Sunday night on Fox Sports Radio with Arnie Spanier, and we host a show from 8 p. to 11 p. to recap all the NFL games. Is that right? Yes, 8 p. to 11 p. I was telling him that I was pretty dead set that you were going to see a situation where the committee was going to jump Michigan up to number four. I firmly believed it. And here's why. You know, not to get too in the weeds in this, but, hey, we're in this, and we've got 4 hours tonight, so let's go. But, Rich, I've never been, like, a conspiracy theory guy.
No, I'm with you on this. Keep going.
Because if you talk to – gosh, we'll go back to the first year, and people think they wanted Ohio State in, and Georgia fans will still say that, oh, they wanted Oklahoma in 2018 because Joe Castiglione was all the committee. You know, now Georgia's good, and all of a sudden they won all the national championships. But I never really bought into it. But for some reason this year, I felt like they never wanted to put Cincinnati in a position where they're already in, and then that way they would have to over-explain dropping them. And then the second part of it is I think they kind of understood, listen, Ohio State and Michigan got two teams in the top four. There's kind of been a flair for the dramatic. So I thought, you know, I had never really thought that way. But this year was some of the things they did, like not leaving Michigan State ahead of Michigan, even though Michigan State had beaten Michigan, right? But then staying true to that with thoughts like of where Oregon was and where, say, Baylor still ahead of Oklahoma. But when they put Cincinnati up at four, I was like, okay, I guess they're not worried about trying to justify if they drop them. And thankfully, they put them where they belong. I think they belong there. And I'll tell you what, Rich, I do not understand this anti-power. And I don't really know if it's a lot of people or if it's just my man Arnie that I work with on Sunday nights. But there seems to be a very small faction that's like, oh, I don't want a Group of Five team in the 4-team playoff. Why not? What are you scared of? I think it's fun.
I'm with you. You know, I think there's a lot of elitists like Arnie Spanier, you know, who look down on the Group of Five and say, puh, puh, puh. You know, that just
as an Arizona fan too. Yeah, by the
no,
way.
Go figure, right? You know, the Wildcat, you know, making wild claims. I'll say this about that take, though. I understand it, right? Because if you're going to base this completely and solely off of strength of schedule and it's a popularity contest, you know, there's a lot of people who are caught up in this myth that Group of Five schools are far inferior to Power Five schools because they produce less NFL talent, because they don't get as many five-star recruits out of high school. But football is a weird sport, man. Any given Saturday, right? You roll the helmets out there, you throw a football between two teams, and all of a sudden things happen. And I'm not just talking about upsets. I'm talking about sometimes teams are just way better than you know they are, and or teams are far less suited to play against maybe the top of the Group of Five out of, you know, the, you know, Conference USA or Mountain West or the Sun Belt or wherever, the American, playing against a middle of the road team or a third from the top team out of the Big Ten, the ACC, the SEC. Those aren't upsets because you're talking about good football being played, you know, and just to sort of steer the point you were talking about and elaborate on it, you know, this idea that the Bearcats could have easily gotten shuffled out of the top four, even though they deserve to be there. I could see it happening because it happened to my alma mater, Penn State, back in 2016. They beat Ohio State in the regular season. Okay. They were the Big Ten champs that year. They were only a two-loss team. and somehow missed the playoff. They were ranked fifth. And they ended up going and playing against, I believe it was USC in the Rose Bowl. Sam Darnold, that's right. That was a shootout to the – it was Trace McSorley, Sam Darnold in the 2017, because it's January 1st, Rose Bowl. It was an unbelievable performance. Penn State should have been in the postseason, but because Ohio State – had more name recognition at the time. Penn State was battling back from sanctions for obvious reasons. James Franklin was in his infancy as a head coach there. They got left aside, and this Ohio State team got the bid. They didn't even win their division that year. They didn't even win their division in the Big Ten. They were a top four team. So it goes a long way to say that this system has been flawed since induction. This system is stupid. This system, you know what? It gets a lot of eyeballs. I'm not gonna blame the networks. They're doing what they need to do to sell advertising because everybody tunes in. Shoot, I will. Even if Cincinnati gets hosed somehow, I'm still watching the college football playoffs. But having said all of that, they need to expand this, and it's time.
I think it's coming. I appreciated Dan Patrick's breaking news report last week, which was essentially what we've been talking about in the college football world for the better part of the last month. But I think it's coming. I think it's coming sooner rather than later. And if there has ever been a better example of the need for 12 than this year, you'll have a hard time really, truly finding it in my book. So Cincinnati does go out and win today. I thought this was going to be a tighter game. It wasn't. They took care of East Carolina in pretty impressive fashion. In fact, East Carolina was driving to cut it to like a one-score game, and they blocked a field goal and returned it for a touchdown. Can't wait for you guys to hear the radio call of that. Plus, we're watching right now. Ranked North Carolina State is in trouble. North Carolina, the 6-5 Mac Brown-led Tar Heels, up 27-21. And here's what this sets up. And I know we got a break, and I know Jason Hirschhorn's coming to help us get into the NFL. Rich, if North Carolina State loses and Boston College beats Wake Forest tomorrow, Clemson is in the ACC championship game somehow.
Goodness gracious.
Huh? How about that? How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Everything that's gone wrong for Clemson this year, they could still end up in the ACC title game. But we got our eyes on this. We'll keep you updated. We've got tons of college football and playoff ranking talk coming up tonight. But when we come back, what a day in the National Football League. An historic day as far as the TV ratings are concerned. And a massive weekend ahead of us. We're pumped to welcome Jason Hirschhorn next. He's Rich Orenberger. I'm Chris Plank, in for Jason and Mike on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Man, what a kick in Carolina. North Carolina's kicker boots home a 50-yard field goal to give them a 9-point lead, a 2-score lead. And then they picked up a penalty for excessive celebration. So, pretty good field position here for North Carolina State. But they're down 9, 30-21 North Carolina. If North Carolina State falls, Clemson is still alive for a spot in the ACC championship game. We're joined right now by Jason Hirschhorn at @by_JBH on Twitter. Straight NFL chat with my man Jason. Were you surprised by how big the TV numbers were for Raiders-Cowboys yesterday, Jason?
For the most part, no. It's a Cowboys game, so regardless of the time slot, that is going to generate a very large number. It's Thanksgiving, so obviously you have a larger audience than normal, football being a big part of that holiday. And it was an exciting game. So when you factor all of those things in, especially with the overtime, it really felt like that was maybe not like the biggest number ever, but that could be in play for that particular game.
I made a statement earlier this week that I think the Dallas Cowboys have become way too Dak dependent. This run game needs to bail them out some. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I don't really know of a high-functioning offense that isn't heavily dependent on its quarterback. So to a certain degree, that's just a statement on the modern football game. That said, you're right. There needs to be not necessarily more balance for the sake of balance, but you need to do better on the ground, and not just in terms of the raw numbers. Obviously, they were below 4 yards per carry. It was the situational issues that they had running the football that really created a problem for Dallas, and it has at times created a problem for Dallas during the Dak Prescott era. You know, when you're setting up those second and third and longs, you know, they have an offense that can, you know, still convert those sort of downs. But when you create more of those for yourself, you're more likely to short circuit your offense. And we've seen that at times with this Dallas offense this year. It is still a very good offense at its peak. It may be the best offense in the NFL, but we haven't seen it as consistently from them for reasons like their inefficiencies in the run game.
By the way, Jason, I just want to update everyone because while we've been talking, North Carolina State scored on a 2-play drive. It's a 2-point game, 30-28. My feed's probably a little bit behind those in the studios, but North Carolina State lining up for a potential onside kick to keep this game alive for the Wolfpack. All right, let's talk about the Raiders side of this. And I know, yes, I'm a Raiders guy, so I'm incredibly homeristic, but I was ready to pack it up. I was ready to start talking about the draft, and now suddenly you get a win, maybe somewhat unlikely. Looks like good news on Darren Waller and his injury. I mean, can we go as far as saying season-saving win for the Raiders?
It's really hard to say because the Raiders might be the weirdest team in the NFL this season, and that's independent of all of the various John Gruden factors. You look at what that team was in the four games prior to the Thursday night game, and Derek Carr was playing really poor football for him. He had more turnovers during that stretch than he had touchdowns, which is hard in general to do, but especially hard to do for a quarterback. Then against the Cowboys, who don't have like the best defense of the NFL, but it has played better this season, he played very smart football. There weren't a lot of big mistakes from him, and the offense obviously had a lot of success down the field. So that's a version of this Raiders offense that can be highly effective against almost anybody, and that would give you confidence that they could make it to the playoffs and maybe make some noise there. But you really don't know. Next week, we could see the version of the Raiders where Derek Carr is throwing, you know, picks into the flat. We just don't know.
Jason, why do you think there's been so much parity in the NFL this year? I mean, virtually 12 teams alive. You might be able to make a case for a 13th in the AFC, at least 10 alive in the NFC this year. It just feels like every single team virtually is jockeying for playoff position, and here we are into December by the end of this week.
Yeah, I think a lot of this has to do with how different the two conferences are this year. The AFC has no real definition. The one team that for a while has been at the top of that conference is the Tennessee Titans, and they are not the typical number one seed in any conference. That's a team that entered the week middle of the league in DVOA, and that includes all the weeks that they had Derrick Henry. Obviously, he's not there anymore, so you feel like that's not even a paper tiger. That's just a team that's just going to come, you know, crashing back down to earth, and we may be seeing that as we speak. But then you look at the rest of it. You know, the Chiefs got off to that really, really bad start, and now they might actually be in position to get the number one seed with a couple more breaks. Like, you have a lot of that fluctuation in the AFC. There's no real definition there. I think that's contributing to that feel that this particular season has a lot more parity. In the NFC, it's different in terms of there being more definition, but there are a lot more teams in that top tier. So you have the Arizona Cardinals, the Los Angeles Rams, the Green Bay Packers, like those teams and a few others right there at the top. That feels like those are the only teams that really matter in that conference. That's how it's different than the AFC. But there's so many teams at that top tier in the NFC that you don't really know what to expect, you know, going into December and especially going into the playoffs. So it is a weird season when you look at it from that particular lens. I think we're going to get a little more definition over the course of the next few weeks because, again, the Chiefs appear to be getting their you-know-what together. That obviously makes a big difference because we know what their ceiling is. That can make the AFC feel a lot less uncertain. And in the NFC, we might get some more definition just this week. You know, the Packers and the Rams are playing each other. The winner of that game is going to have a real advantage in, you know, being ahead of the other one when it comes to the playoff seeding. So we're going to see a little more definition soon, I think. But right now, you're right. It feels very much up in the air in both conferences.
Jason, two more, and we'll let you get out of here. By the way, this North Carolina, North Carolina State game is bananas. North Carolina State recovered an onside kick. North Carolina just roughed the passer, so North Carolina State is driving with a minute 20 to go in the game to potentially win it on a field goal. So back to the NFL. I'm sorry, this game is insane. Sunday, there's an interesting slate of games. And obviously, a lot of eyes are going to be on the Rams. I don't believe in anything as far as being must-win at this point in the season. But how big is this on Sunday for the Rams against the Packers in Green Bay?
Yeah, it's not a must-win. But as we discussed earlier, this game has a lot of, you know, down-the-line ramification. If Green Bay, especially without any real certainty along their offensive line, they have so many injuries, if they're able to stave off this really good Rams team, they go into the bye, they'll have the opportunity to get healthier, not just with Rodgers. They might get Bakhtiari back shortly thereafter. They'll have some other players that matter to them that could come back soon, too. That positions them very well to make a run of number one seed. Alternatively, if the Rams do win in Green Bay, it doesn't just give them an advantage over Green Bay. It'll bring them much closer to the Arizona Cardinals that ultimately is the team that matters most to them because they're in the same division. And the Rams as the number one seed with the bye might be the most dangerous team in that conference. But as a wild card team, it's a very different situation. Remember last year, the Rams had to go into the playoffs as a wild card team. They went to Seattle, and they pulled that upset, very surprising fashion, given that they didn't have their normal starting quarterback. But it still puts you on the road for that entire path, or at least most likely puts you on the road. That's so much harder to do. So even though they're extremely talented, going on the road might just be the end of their Super Bowl hopes, even if they have the ability to upset any individual team. So if they win this game, it doesn't mean that they have the number one seed, but it puts them in such a strong position to get it that you have to view it as a pivotal moment in the season for them.
NC State just took the lead on a 24-yard touchdown reception. Unbelievable game. It's going to be an unbelievable finish. You have to assume North Carolina is going to answer with some crazy drive as well. Jason, last one from us. Support or argue this statement? The New England Patriots are a Super Bowl contender.
I think they are, and this is a new thing for me. I viewed that team very skeptically for a while, but they have managed to bring a lot of things together. It's not just Mac Jones and that offense, though obviously that is a very big component here. The defense has really evened out. It's a very consistent unit, which I personally didn't expect. It's not an overly talented unit, but it is functioning at a high level. And the offense has become more explosive despite having a rookie quarterback. It's not a commentary on Mac Jones as much as most rookie quarterbacks do not create a lot of explosive plays down the field. And they have been able to do that more frequently of late. So you combine those elements with the existing strength that they had coming into the season. Now, Damien Harris in that run game, it's not the most efficient in the NFL, obviously, but it can be very effective, especially in the red zone, inside that five-yard line. That is a team that might be pretty complete. It may not have any obvious super trump card, but being solid all around might be the best way to contend in that conference because, as we discussed earlier, you know, things are all over the place. You have these super strong teams, but they're really half teams like the Chiefs. And if the Patriots are just solid in all areas and we know the quality of that coaching staff, that might be enough to be a Super Bowl contender this year.
Crazy.
That's amazing. Jason, your money, man. Have a great weekend. We really appreciate your time, as always, here on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, you guys take care.
Jason Hirschhorn at by underscore JBH. I'm sorry if I seem distracted. And Rich, you're watching it as well.
Oh, yeah, come on.
This game is just absolute bananas right now between North Carolina State and North Carolina. Amika Mezzi just made one of the more incredible catches in traffic, had one guy on him. And North Carolina State has taken a 4-point lead with 1:09 to go. After, I mean, I'm not kidding, like 5 minutes of real life time. Not like 5 minutes of game time. Like 5 minutes of real life time, they were down 9 and North Carolina was celebrating. This is unbelievable. So, Sam, it was kind of funny. I saw one of the dudes that I follow on Twitter, college football guy, said North Carolina State treated that last drive like they were down 5 with 20 seconds to play. You're giving Sam Howell way too much time. But I don't know. I mean, in these instances, Rich, I think you got to go score and get the lead. And as you said, flag, it's coming back because of ineligible man downfield, which in college football you could probably call on every single play, period. But this has been wild, man. We had Jason on, so we're talking NFL, but what a job by North Carolina State's onside kick, right?
Third and 10, and they somehow found a way to convert taking the illegal man downfield. Sam Howell is just spinning it out there. Plank, this is nuts.
Yeah, he is. It's kind of wild, and they're in a good spot. Now, again, they're down 4.
Yeah, they got to score a touchdown.
They got to score a touchdown. They have one timeout left. Clock stops in college, for those that aren't familiar, after a first down with under 2 minutes left. So they're in good shape on that front. This is crazy. You know, when you think about the biggest disappointments in college football this year based on where they were in the preseason poll, Clemson comes to mind, obviously, right?
Oh, sure.
Two team in the country.
Yeah.
They 3-loss team. Iowa State comes to mind, right? That was a top 10 team. North Carolina was a top 10 team in the preseason, and they're sitting here at 6-5. But it's not the fault of Sam Howell, man. He has been fantastic. And I don't know what – I haven't started diving too much into the draft side of this, but, Rich, he has been fun to watch tonight and on this final drive.
No, I completely agree with that assessment. And you know what, just to pile on because I think it's fair – you know, Texas every year seems to be a disappointment. You know,
that's true.
The Longhorns, you know, it's just every year is going to be their year until they actually start playing football. and in conference went 3-6 in the Big 12. So yeah, we're down to 5 seconds left in what has been an unbelievable interstate rivalry here between North Carolina and NC State. And I don't know if there's going to be enough for the comeback victory here. But as you mentioned, if anybody can do it, Sam Howell, because he's willed this team to the 6 wins they've had this season. There's no doubting that. And what a job he's done.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that follow the college game because they're intrigued by the pro prospects of a player,
sure,
right? They watch North Carolina because they want to see Sam Howell. And if you're, say, a Texans fan or a Broncos fan, you're like, man, he might look good in a Broncos or a Texans uni, but they're 6-5. No. Again, like I said, I got a lot of work to do, Rich, and draft season is coming up. We're in season right now. But I am going to be fascinated to see how this dude tests out, right? And I'm not just basing this on tonight. Go watch this season. He's played injury. He's played through pain. This guy has a little bit of that it factor that you like to have in your quarterback. And he stayed around. He's a student of the game. I'm intrigued about him at the next level. Him, Malik Wills, even Spencer Rattler, even though he got benched this year. I think it's going to be not a good class, not a great class, but a very interesting class of NFL prospects this year. So Sam's Hail Mary to the end zone comes up short, actually intercepted in the end zone. So how about that?
Yeah.
What a game tonight. Yeah. North Carolina State wins at 34-30.
Anybody who showed up in NC State land, they got their money's worth. And of course, the fans are storming the field as the number 20 team topples their rival to put this one away. Finally, we can say that. But yeah, to your point, I mean, yeah, this does have national intrigue from that
sure.
one standpoint. Sam Howell. I mean, you could blink. And by the middle of the offseason, I'm talking about the NFL offseason, this guy could be seriously considered as a top 10 pick. I mean, think about how many quarterback needy teams there are out there. The Washington football team. I mean, are they really going to roll with Heinicke? I mean, is that what's going to happen? Atlanta Falcons. Are they going to continue on with Matt Ryan? I doubt it. You know, the New York Giants. Is Daniel Jones the answer to their prayers? I don't think so. You know, so there are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be able to pick awfully high in this upcoming draft who need to take a closer look at that position. The Texans, as you mentioned, they're an absolute mess. They need help everywhere, but none the least of which the quarterback position, because Deshaun Watson wants a trade, assuming anybody will touch him. You know, so yeah,
right.
it's going to be interesting. This guy... And we know quarterback stock, and you've been following this game for a long time.
It
explodes in the offseason because all of a sudden everybody looks like a future All-Pro.
So now we get to shift from college football to some college basketball tonight. We'll be watching a little Gonzaga Duke as we're sitting in for Jason Mike. He's Jason and Mike. He's Rich Orenberger. I'm Chris Plank right here on Fox Sports Radio. So a great finish to North Carolina State, North Carolina. We got Pete Futek coming up next hour, but – Rich, when we come back, today has been a day filled with rumors.
Mm.
Today has been a day where Oklahoma Sooner fans have been on the edge of their proverbial seat. When we come back, I'll do my best to explain why I don't think they should be. We'll talk about it next here on Fox Sports. We'll talk about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
With Rich Ornberger, I'm Chris Plank. Thanks for hanging out with us on Fox Sports Radio on Black Friday. So, all of the Christmas deals being had. Rich, you were all football all day, though, right? You didn't have to go fight traffic or hit the mall or anything because you had a game this morning.
Yeah, I've been double dipping all week for various football and radio reasons. With the holiday withstanding, it was nice to have a day off on Thanksgiving, enjoy some delicious turkey stuffing, which happens to be my favorite side dish, a little gravy on top of everything, some pumpkin pie to top it all off, and then get right back into the broadcast booth for that San Diego State-Boise State game this morning. And then I'm happy to be here with you. Very thankful to be to be here with you, my friend.
You know, you and I haven't had a chance to hang out in a really long time. As a matter of fact, the last time you and I did a show together, I think it's the only time, was when Kyler Murray was deciding between football and baseball.
That's right. That's
right. How long ago it was. And it was still kind of up in the air. And you'd said, man, if I got a chance, I'd go play football. And I remember I kind of went with that on my local show. I probably owe you some royalties or something for that. And lo and behold, it ends up happening. And look, the dude, he hasn't been healthy the last 3 weeks. But when he is, it's MVP candidate. So it's been a minute. But I've always appreciated hearing you on Fox Sports Radio, following you on Twitter. So when we get into things like the coaching carousel, this is always an interesting time because there is a lot of smoke today, okay? Let me try to kind of puff one up and blow one out.
Sure.
Boy, that's a horrible out of context, but here we go. Don't you ever use that Iowa, Sam. So if I'm blowing smoke and seeing if the fire and the embers are hot and if something's going to erupt into flames, then I'm telling you, I think there's something to the Matt Campbell USC conversation. And Matt Campbell has done an incredible job at Iowa State. In fact, I know the first thing that everyone would point out is, well, you know, they were preseason ranked in the top 10, and they didn't even win 9 games this season. That's fair, right? But let me remind you, it's Iowa State, who had never been ranked in the preseason top 25 until Matt Campbell stepped forward, had only been ranked, I think, one time in the final AP and coaches poll rankings, and he finished the season at 10 last year, actually 9 in winning the Fiesta Bowl. So if I'm a USC fan, I'm a little bit juiced about this. I know Petros was all over it. He's calling the Apple Cup tonight. But what would you think of the fit with Matt Campbell potentially out at USC?
I think it would be a fit, but I'm not 100% sure. I'll tell you why I think it'll be a fit, and then I'll tell you why I don't think it will be. Here's the reason why I think it'll be a fit. There was a clip that went viral on social media. I saw it all over Twitter today of Matt Campbell on senior day with his players.
Yep.
They love him. They absolutely love him. And it is important, if especially in college football, if you're going to have success, if you're going to win a lot of games, if you're going to have a strong culture, your players need to believe in you. And he's made the Cyclones believers. I mean, these kids will go to war for this man. And that's what it's got to be. That's what it's got to be. I mean, it's got to be all in or nothing. And so if he can build that sort of culture in USC, that team could be good for a long time, because that's, you know, Southern California obviously is a hotbed of talented recruits. NIL is going to change it, so, you know, the rich will become richer, and certainly USC, when they're really going, they can stack. They can stack on that success. So there's a lot of reasons to believe that he can come in and he can make immediate progress, big changes, and help that team, or I should say that program, recover. Here's the reason why it may not work out.
I'm ears.
It's difficult to take a guy who's had success recruiting a certain area of the country and transpose that success into a different area of the country. You know, it's different now. Social media has expanded your reach in a lot of ways. But if he comes to USC, is he going to be able to recruit that area? The last time you had somebody who was great at it, it was Pete Carroll. And that Pete Carroll personality really fit the city, really fit the region. And so he got everybody to come. He made that. He turned out quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, Heisman candidate after Heisman candidate. Can Campbell repeat recruiting success at SC? I don't know if the answer is yes.
Meanwhile, let me throw a little water, maybe grab a blanket and throw it on this fire that reignited today about Lincoln Riley to LSU. And to me, two things happened. Number one, I think a lot of people were sitting around playing on Twitter today, Rich. I think there are people that had days off and they were on their phone for a lot of time, number one. Number two, there was a report from a website, LSUOdyssey.com, that said Lincoln Riley's expected to accept an offer, which, by the way, is an out already when you say he's expected to. If you firmly think he's the guy, you say he's going to. And then everyone kind of lost their mind because they saw that some LSU players were following Lincoln Riley, and I guess Will Wade was following Lincoln Riley, because they would know before anyone else that Lincoln Riley was going to be the head coach. But I'll say this, and we only have a minute. Lincoln Riley, you're never going to hear that Jimbo Fisher type, I've got ranches, I ain't going anywhere. And everyone expects Scott Woodward to go out and hit a home run because he backed the Brinks truck up and got Jimbo Fisher to A&M. I think as long as Oklahoma has a commitment to football, which, breaking news, they're going to. They might shut down the university before they stop committing to football. And as long as he's still able to get talented people to Oklahoma, I don't think he's not going anywhere. Wife is happy here. Family's happy here. Rich, I know we're running out of time, but I want to get your take on just coach happiness overall. And not a lot of people really know him personally. And I think that leads to a lot of this speculation. I don't think it's happening. I think it's been fun on Twitter, but no Lincoln to LSU, period.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.